Hi, good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1. Let me drop a quick little plug in here, and then we'll get to the awkward matches, awkward moments when you're matched with someone you know. Who are you awkwardly matched with on a dating app? Ooh, there are some gems here. So, Lindsay may have won this one. Lindsay was awkwardly matched on a dating app with her old gym teacher.
Ew.
Ooh.
Yep. And so, there are three kinds of gym teachers, the stereotypes.
Yep.
There are the hot ones.
Yep.
I had a cute gym teacher when I was in like eighth grade. I remember like long before I really understood that I may have been gay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking that, I think his name was Matt. I don't remember his last name, but he was cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the creepy older male gym teachers.
With the polyester shorts that are too tight.
I had one of those.
Yeah. Too short, too tight.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then there's the lesbians who are also dating the lesbian cop in town gym teachers.
That's what I had.
And I had that too.
Yeah. And I loved
it. But she really was dating the cop. I don't think they're together anymore, but I remember when I discovered that, I was like, oh. And I remember thinking, even at a young age, like, that's kind of a stereotype. You know?
Yeah. I think I was shocked that she was gay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And then it's like, now I'm like, oh, okay.
It's a stereotype, but it's rooted in some truth.
Yeah.
79 Coast, who are you awkwardly matched up with on a dating app? My old gym teacher. Ooh.
So wait, can I ask a question for those of us who aren't on these matchy-matchy things? Because this is not what we did back in my day. Mm-hmm. So do you have to put in like what you're interested in? So did this gym teacher say I'm interested in 20 to 50 and then he popped up?
Oh, yes. Or,
and she has to say she's interested in 20 to 50?
True, yes. So maybe neither of them, had specified an age bracket.
Or you don't specify an age bracket and then you just get...
You get whatever.
...matched with whatever other things that you said that you wanted.
Yeah, that's a good point, because as much as she was creeped out by it...
What was in your profile that would match?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it depends on the dating app. I don't know. I was only on, like, Tinder.
Yeah.
That was how I met. And listen, no judgment on it. That's how I met my partner, Tim, and now we're, moving to a house.
Yeah.
But Jeff on our Facebook page said, I was awkwardly matched with a dog.
What?
Well, it was a woman, but she only had a dog as her profile picture.
Oh, well, why would someone do that either?
You've got a match. Woof. Christina was matched with her ex-husband.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's one you don't want to be matched with, right?
Ugh.
Heath, who I'm guessing is gay, posted on our page and said, I was awkwardly matched with females. Ew.
Ew. So there's something on his thing that he didn't...
No. Tinder, I said interested in men on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
And it would still show me women now and then. And
so
I kept saying,
like, are you sure?
Listen, okay, Tinder, it's not a phase. Okay?
Didn't you get that fixed yet?
Yeah, I know. Some people, when you come out to them, they say, well, maybe it's a phase.
My God.
Listen, Tinder, okay? It's not a phase, Karen.
You take you to that school, make that ungay.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, Tinder, you're not getting the point. Or maybe those women had not specified their gender. Maybe that's why. Actually, come to think of it.
Okay.
It could have been that. I don't know why, but either way, I was like, Tinder, you're not going to convince me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would make a joke here about, like, listen, Mom. But she was very accepting, so I can't even make that joke.